Across the country, tiny homes are being used in a number of ways. Some residents enjoy the novelty of living in a space so small that you can touch almost every part of it from the couch. For others, the tiny houses are an answer to homelessness. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, a new tiny home community in Racine is giving homeless veterans a shot at independence.
Think about the size of your home and then ask yourself, could you live in 128 square feet? For residents of Racine's new tiny home community, 128 square feet is more than they could ever ask for. They used to be homeless, but now each of them lives in a tiny home, furnished with a TV, mini fridge, microwave, and a couch, which doubles as a bed. There's also a community center about a 30-second walk away from the 15 or so homes. It houses bathrooms as well as the kitchen and laundry facilities. Michael Lewick was the first to move in. He holds back tears as he talks about how grateful he is.
It makes me real emotional to talk about it.
Lewick is 64 years old. Before moving into his tiny home, which he helped build and decorate with an American flag, he spent the last 7 months sleeping on his son's couch.
I've never had anybody try to help me out to this extent before. So right now it just means the world to me.
Lewick voluntarily joined the Army during Vietnam, but never saw combat. Yet he has disabilities that he says have kept him from holding down a job for the past 15 years.
I do have some mental disabilities, some OCD and bipolar and severe depression. But I also have a titanium ball and shaft in my right shoulder, so I limited movement in my right arm. In 2013, I had 3 broken vertebrae in my back.
Lewick says right now, his only income is his Social Security disability. He says he can't afford to live on his own. As a veteran, he'll be allowed to stay in Racine's tiny home community free of charge for 2 years. During that time, he and other residents will be put through a number of programs, from money management to therapy to AODA treatment. Jeff Gustin is Executive Director of Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. He's also the brainchild behind the Tiny Home Village.
We're offering a hand up, not a handout. They're working for this. This is a program that they enrolled into because they want to better their lives. We just want to give them the assistance to make that happen.
But just how successful are transitional housing programs? Catherine Monet is Chief Executive Officer for the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. She says in general, people don't stay long.
In those transitional housing programs for VA, I think the average length of stay is really only like 6 to 9 months.
Monet says some people leave because they're at a place where they no longer need help, while others simply can't handle the program. She says homeless veterans can be a tough population to serve. According to the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans, many people need help because of the lasting impacts of PTSD and substance abuse, compounded by a lack of family and social support networks. Jeff Gustin of Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin says his organization built the Tiny Home Village to try to make a difference.
The need was brought to our doorstep. Once we started getting calls weekly from homeless veterans, we thought we had to do something to try to solve the problem.
Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.